Israeli forces fatally shoot another Palestinian in the occupied West Bank. The man is said to have attempted to stab an Israeli in Jenin. This brings to 72 the total number of Palestinians killed by Israelis since the beginning of October. At least 10 Israelis were also killed this month in violence between the two sides. The violence is fueled by Tel Aviv's restrictions on the Al-Aqsa Mosque and settlement expansion. Friday has been among the deadliest days for Palestinians in recent weeks. We have Said Nimr, a professor of political science at Birzeit University, joining us from Ramallah. So, Said Nimr, at this point, October 1st till now, 72 deaths at the hands of Israeli soldiers. Many of them, obviously, are deaths that are could have been prevented, but it appears that they are, based on at least reports we're getting, it's a shoot-to-kill type maneuver that they are exercising on Palestinians. What do you attribute this to, this whole, what many are saying is the formation of a Third Intifada, but not really a full-fledged Third Intifada?
Well, good evening. As a matter of fact, the deaths, as you said, 72 today, and this number is unprecedented, and it's very high number today to be killed by the Palestinians. It proves one thing, that the Israeli are so easy to squeeze the triggers, and it proves that they are criminal army, because as you said, most of the people who were killed, and the youngsters who were killed, males and females, were killed just on suspicion and without threatening even the Israeli soldiers. It's just a matter of killing the Palestinian and give a very hard grab, as some of the Israeli leaders would like to explain. To the contrary, they are trying to ask Netanyahu even for more power given to the Israeli army and to the settlers and to control the Palestinians. They think if they face the Palestinian with more aggression, that will bring down the Intifada. While it is to the contrary, the more killing every day by the Israelis and the more atrocities by the Israeli occupation, it will bring the Palestinian even more and more and aggravate the Palestinian and give them the ability to fight back the Israeli occupation.
Are we looking at an absence of leadership that has resulted in what we're seeing on the ground? Because we know that the PA, as Mahmoud Abbas, is not really having much sway over Palestinians if they've taken matters into their own hands. They haven't seen him produce anything in the past years, really, that's tangible to bring them some of the rights that has been taken away. Do you attribute that to a loss of leadership from Abbas?
Well, to a certain degree, yes, it's not only Mahmoud Abbas, but it is the Israeli policies, as a matter of fact, in Palestine, which definitely had put the Palestinian in front of a deadlock, if you like. And even Mahmoud Abbas, he can't do anything once the Israeli also are not there to be a partner, even in the peace talks. And that definitely is reflecting to on the Palestinian youth, who have no future, who have no jobs, and definitely they cannot see any light of hope in the near future, nor in the long future. And definitely that would bring them to this kind of uprising and to stand up and try to fight the whole situation. Mahmoud Abbas is trying as much as he could in bringing Israel back to the negotiation. But it's well-known fact now to all Palestinians, there isn't any Israeli leader who is willing, nor he is able, to sit with the Palestinian and make the movement in the peace process. It's well known that if the Israeli are coming back to the table of a negotiation table, then they have to pay something back to the Palestinians, and no Israeli leader wanted that. Now the whole equation is changing. We know that the Israeli don't want the peace. They are unable to do the peace, and that they left the Palestinian with nothing. So even the efforts of Mahmoud Abbas now is absolutely meaningless in front of the measures by the Israeli, and then the Palestinian youth had to find themselves their own way in expressing their anger and to fight the occupation in a way or another. As far as the leadership of this Intifada, so far, in spite of all the faction, Palestinian faction are supporting the Intifada, but it is quite clear that on the streets, the youngsters are managing managing themselves so far, and we cannot see that there is a clear leadership to the Intifada up till this moment in a political way.
Thank you for that. Syed Nimr, Professor of Political Science at Brzezinski University.